everybody. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
And joining us again, we have our friends Tana Thomason and Tammy Mack, host of The Business of Being Black with Tammy Mack on Fox Soul.
Man, I'm so happy to be here. Happy to sit next to Tammy.
Yes, but Gary, who's that over there with you guys?
Yeah, we have, honey, my girl, baby, Grammy Award nominee, songbird, the lovely and talented, honey, Miss Tamar Braxton in the building.
Yes, hey. Yes, Tamar!
Oh, my God, Gary, it's so good to be here in the ATL with you guys. But I know you got some tee-hee-hee, Gary, and she is ready to start. Sip it.
All right, babe, sip, honey. Now, baby, let me tell you, Miss Tamar, girl, listen up, girl.
Okay.
Because, honey, my tea always run it over.
Yes.
Now, rumor has y'all that there's a new peach bitch growing on the Atlanta housewife tree. Yes, honey. So the new season of Housewives just wrapped, and from what I heard, y'all, it's juicy.
Is it?
Yes. But the people, honey, are saying, baby, Miss Candy, and I love Candy dear, honey, they said she was boring, and they said she's the highest paid housewife. So the producers are considering, honey, replacing her with Miss Jenny Mae Jenkins. Or should I say Jenny Mae Jenkins?
Yes.
Wow, that's a switch.
Yes, honey. Yes, it's Jenny
okay.
Mae. Girl.
Now, all right.
Now, Tamar, so what you think about that girl, Miss Jenkins, honey, going on Housewives of Atlanta?
Oh,
now,
my God.
If I'm not mistaken, I mean, honey, you know, she used to work with you, right? You used to work with her.
Yes, not only are you Gary with the T, you're Gary with the shade this morning.
Oh.
But listen, I am always here for a good Miss Jenkins on TV. Okay?
And there's some cool stuff that could possibly come with that. I'm sure Jeezy would pop up at some point or another if she was on the show, right?
Yeah. Well, look, let's just keep it on moving. It's time, everybody, for
Baby Report.
God, it is.
Yes, yes, yes. And second trimester Tristan Thompson, baby mama, ooh, Marilee Nichols, has released the name for their little one. Oh. She said, Theo, my little angel boy. I named you Theo because it means gift from God. I had never been pregnant and had been told I might not be able to have children. I couldn't believe I was pregnant when I saw you on the ultrasound and I heard your little heart beat.
No, man, the drama.
That was amazing, yeah. Dramatic beat.
Very theatrical.
We gonna get that Emmy. It's coming.
Yeah, wow.
Now, that's just so special, honey. Now, Theo and his father, Tristan, honey, will have the same initials, T.
I actually thought that she named him Theo after Theo Huxtable
Me
from the
too.
Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I just feel like, sis, if you want a little TT, just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to get away from those traditions. I thought she would at least named him Beaver.
Why Beaver of all times?
Leave it to Beaver. We haven't heard Beaver in a long time.
Theo is very random, don't you think?
Yeah.
My kid's name is Theo.
Is it?
Yeah. Well,
but how old is your kid?
He's 7.
Well, that's 7 years ago. We're talking about now.
Exactly. Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, well, I don't know about that name, but we got to move along. Another baby report. Huge congrats to Jennifer Lawrence and her husband, Cook Maroney. Details surrounding the birth are not public, but we do know that that the baby is here, and Jennifer is a new mom, so huge congrats to her and Papa Cook.
My thing is this, though, Tana. Why in the hell is she still keeping on all the tea to herself? We want to know, y'all, the baby name and see them.
You know what, being that you out here giving out names today, Gary, what should the baby's name be?
What the baby name is?
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement? Well, celebrities in these streets keep procreating like gremlins because rapper Baby's Kodak Black has got another one on the way, but had a surprising message for his soon-to-be baby mama. Now, during an interview, when asked about the pregnancy and the status of the relationship with the young lady who is pregnant, the rapper said he was going to lock in with the chick, and then he said, let me get my Kodak Black voice together.
Okay. If it's a boy, I'll be your boyfriend. And if it's a girl, I'm just going to be your baby daddy.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
I've been working on it.
That was good.
Yeah. Yo, so, you can do head crack. You can do cameos as Kodak Black.
Well, thank you, bro. But listen, some people think he was just playing, and some believe he's serious because if you watch the gender reveal video, Kodak Black looked all types of vexed after the pink smoke filled the air, letting him know that he was about to be a girl dad.
Another girl dad, right? I think so. He has a daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you was the baby mama, Tammy, how would you handle this?
Listen, the reason why Kodak Black doesn't want a girl is because now he has to respect women and show his daughter how a woman should be treated.
I need Kodak to know that, you know, the male determines the sex of the child, so it's not the baby mama's fault. It is your fault. Hello.
Well, try teaching him that science, Tamar.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Okay, all right, guys. Tamar, gonna need to hear your opinions about this one in a second. Last night was the finale of Celebrity Big Brother. Obviously, Tamar, you won the previous season of Celebrity Big Brother, so big shout out to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, but last night, it came down to MMA fighter Misha Tate and singer and choreographer and influencer Todrick Hall. Spoiler alert, Misha won by a landslide with only Cynthia Bailey giving Todrick her vote. Evidently, Todrick badmouthed a lot of people in the Big Brother house, which the other house guests found out after they were evicted. Drama-rama! Now, Tamar, yes. Todrick was also talking smack about you too, but you said you weren't going to lose a friend over a TV show. Can you explain? And also, one vote. Is that cold?
Well, I mean, nothing is worse than, like, having no votes. I won unanimously, and I felt really bad for Ricky when he didn't get any votes. So that's worse, I think. And, you know, I think that when you get in that Big Brother house, something comes over you. It definitely does. You want to win so bad. And I just think that Todrick left no name unturned. He talked about me. He talked about his mama. He talked about his dancers. He talked about everybody. Okay? So I don't think that anybody should take it personally, because I just feel like he just went off the deep end.
But that's just like sound like some of those housewife shows, too. Yeah. I know when these girls be cursing each other out and stuff, then they fall out. Don't take it personally. You're like, girl, we gonna go shopping, bitch, at 5.
How about that? You can do great television and great entertainment with integrity. You know what I mean? I won with integrity. Like, I did very minimal lying.
Minimal?
Minimal lying.
Minimal, that's good.
But what was important to me, I didn't stab anybody in the back.
That's
what I mean? And so I just feel like, you know, he just lost all his scruples in that house.
Yes. Well, and Tamar, that's how you win unanimously, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not stabbing people in the back.
Period.
Well, all right, y'all, it's time for a Dish Debate. And as always, Hollywood is buzzing about the upcoming Oscars, but there's one thing that has a lot of people scratching their heads like, yo, what's going on? Now, 8 of the awards, including hair, makeup, editing, and some of the short films, will not be presented live, okay? Now, these Oscars are going to be given out in the first hour of the ceremony, which is not going to be televised. Then it'll be edited into the broadcast later. Now, do you feel like it's worth it to make the broadcast shorter, or are these winners not really getting the full, you know, Oscar awards experience?
This is the Oscars. Hello. And if I win an Oscar, I want my little 2 minutes of thank yous to everybody I think about.
Well, I don't even I could care less about it. I just watch to see the outfits.
It's the outfits.
See, I want to see what they're wearing, honey. I want to see what the girls are wearing and the gowns just cascading, honey. As for the hair and makeup, girl, we don't know what Queen did Tamar hair and all.
Security, come get me, because I'm thanking everybody.
Yeah, we don't want to hear all that, Tamar.
Yeah, wrap it up. You say thank you and get off the stage.
All right, all right, all right. Up next, what is Tank in his feelings? We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Looks like singer Tank's last album is starting off a little bittersweet. He claims that he's reached out to several artists to work with him and no one returned his calls, y'all.
What the hell?
Of course, like Tank does, he took it to IG to let everybody know how he feels about it. This is what he wrote. It doesn't hurt because I needed them. It just hurt that making good music together has become about something other than the music. I'm one of the best ever at what I do right now as we speak. Out that has never been a reason for me not to work with anybody.
Oh my God. It's a theatrics.
We are two for two with dramatic reads today on Dish Nation. We are going to get that Emmy.
I'll be up there at the Oscars. Not saying my speech.
Well, yeah, I saw that Tank and Young Blue were going at it on social media over this whole King of R&B comment, and Blue mentioned that Tank was probably upset because he didn't send a verse to one of his songs, and Young Blue actually posted, like, you know, messages that Tank had said to him, like, hey, I sent you the song, what's up with the song, and like Young Blue kind of like, you know, shamed him and didn't reply. Blue was a bird for that. I gotta say
that. I don't like that.
That was a bird move.
I mean, I like Tank as a person. I just saw him in the mall Friday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but the deal is though, y'all, if he wanted this man to sing on like his, wouldn't his last song, When We F***, didn't he make that song?
He did. Yeah.
So, I mean, he probably didn't want to be a part of that.
I don't know. I think Tank is like R&B royalty, right? Uh-huh. I think like the new upcoming like R&B guys need to kind of play homage to like, you know, the guys who have been paving the way all of this time. No? Am I tripping?
And my thing is, too, Tank's been around a long time, and he's talking about this being his final album because of hearing loss. So where's all your friends?
But it's Corona. People can't leave out their damn house, though.
Yeah, but people can record their parts and send it to you. Oh, well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really. I mean, you're in Atlanta. We're in L.A. Come on, Gary.
These
people are outside.
Bro. I'm just saying, just say how you feel. Just say, nah, bro, I ain't feeling it, and move on.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah. You got another beat. Like, I don't understand why people got to, like, screenshot things and post it up on Instagram. Just be straight up.
I don't want you texting me about the same song 13 times. It's a no for me. Good night. God bless you.
Well, you know, Tank was the one that started the Tevin Campbell Can We Talk viral challenge. I guess everybody told him, hell to the nah, we can't talk.
Okay.
That's messed up.
Okie dokie. Well, speaking of Tank, how about a story about a literal Tank? Michael Rubin's daughter got a huge surprise for her sweet 16. I'm talking about the co-owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. He gave his daughter Kylie an army tank as a gift with the caption, happy 16th birthday at Kylie Rubini. I knew how badly you wanted the car, so I thought I'd get you one that would keep you safe. Enjoy your army tank. Not a Honda Civic. I mean, he owns the 76ers. Not like a Lamborghini, a tank.
Well, that's clearly a dude who knows how bad of a driver his daughter is. And he's probably doing that for her own protection.
Oh, she must live in the hood somewhere around a lot of rappers. I mean, something.
I mean, it's such a parent joke. It's so not funny. I would be so frustrated if I was her. My gosh. Like, where is she going to drive it? Where's she going?
I'd have been hype if my first car was a tank.
Okay. No.
So, Tamar, what if Logan, honey, asked for an army tank for his 16th birthday, honey? I mean, are you going to buy it for him?
It's giving no. But I would get him a Tonka truck. How about that?
There we go. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Now, there's a joke for you.
Okay, enough about tanks. It's deal time, and Morning Safe spokesperson and lifestyle personality Rosalind Daniels is here. What up?
Hey, you guys are going to love today's deal. It gets you all the nutrients that you need on the go with just the press of a button.
So when I press this button, honey, will I have a snatched waist?
No, you will not. But the Omega Mago Personal Blender can help you create meals that will give you a snatched waist. So if you like smoothies or sauces or soups, my personal favorite, because this does heat as well, it can help you make your life super convenient.
Now, and I don't have to fuss, honey, with a big blender, but I mean, how does it work?
Oh, it's super easy. You just put the top on, give it a spin, and then you put it on top of the blender and press the button. And you have a to-go lid so you can put that on and take your meals everywhere that you go.
Hey, me and the fam could definitely use this.
Hey, Craig, you want to make sure that you get more than one because we've seen this blender for as high as $85, but now they're giving it to Dish Nation viewers for only $35. So go ahead and get them before they run out.
Ooh, hey, you heard Rosalind? Head on over to MorningSave.com and tell her Dish Nation sent you. Thank you so much, Rosalind.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Up next, Summer Walker seems to still not be over it. We'll explain, honey, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, singer Summer Walker recently told fans at a concert that she couldn't perform all her songs because she doesn't want to get emotional. Take a look.
I didn't do a lot of songs from the new album. I want you to know that, you know, I write a lot of my stuff. I write most of my stuff. And, you know, it's still a fresh wound. My baby, she not even one yet. And I ain't got time to be up here singing that shit in front of y'all. So I sang what I could. And I hope that y'all still enjoy the show.
I can definitely relate to my little sis. I've written songs to try to get over stuff, and by the time it has come out, I am still, like, in the song. Oh. So I can't perform it. Yes, that's happened to me a few times.
Yeah, but my thing is, okay, so if y'all can't perform these songs, when I bought my ticket, they should have put on the ticket. She can't perform this song. She can't perform that song.
It's kind of like a menu.
Things are different now. You guys have put people on social media, and they get to crying and hooting and hollering. Y'all be done talking about them and drag them to the ground, so it's a no for me.
Think about the conversation we'd be having right now if she performed all of those songs and there's tears streaming down her face. We'd be shouting her out. We'd be lifting her up to the top of the mountain.
The lies
of Satan.
Yeah,
we would be supportive.
Yes, we would.
Don't believe it, Summer. Don't sing them songs, girl, till you're ready.
Moving on, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air dramatic reboot is out. It's called Just Bel-Air. Well, social media has been trolling Ali Sholaton, who plays Carlton, saying that he is not attractive. Well, Ali clapped back with, enough is enough. I'm tired. If you gonna hate on Carlton, at least use a pic with more than 7 pixels. Oh. This one is HD, and you can see the detail in my sweater and a little powder on my nose.
And he does such an amazing job on the show that, like, you know, you almost, like, want to hate him because he's doing such a great job.
Yeah.
He is the villain on Bel-Air, at least with the episodes I've seen so far. So it kind of leaves you open to those attacks. But, man, just shake them haters off, bro.
Period. Yeah.
But he got nice, strong features. He got nice, strong black man features. If it would be me, honey, bitch, I'll let y'all know, honey. I'll take a picture of my ass and say, nah, do you like that?
Do you like
that?
This is what bullies do to people.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you what happens to those people who get bullied. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to Ali. Baby, he is going to be on the cover of People magazine as the sexiest man alive. I give him 10 years. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be the next Oscar-winning Mahershala Ali and Idris Elba. Baby, don't worry about these people, Ali. Don't you dare, boo-boo.
You said 10. I give him 3. I love me a good African and bold.
Okay. All right. Now, Tammy, honey, now you've been dishing, honey, with us all week, dear. But tell us, honey, how can we dish with you on your show? Let us know, Tammy.
Well, thank you very much. My show is called The Business of Being Black, and you can dish with me on The Business of Being Black every day, 4 p.m. Pacific, and that would be 7 p.m. Eastern on foxhole.tv or the Fox Soul YouTube channel. And in New York, you could catch me on your local Fox channel. And this tomorrow, we're talking about reparations, y'all.
Ooh. Lord, are we gonna get it, girl?
I don't know if this is the show to talk about reparations on. Give me my money!
All right, coming up, Sam Hunt's divorce is back on the country. Crazy details after the break.
Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, the roller coaster just does not stop for country singer Sam Hunt. Mm. Just yesterday, we told you his pregnant wife, Hannah Lee Fowler, filed for divorce, only to withdraw the filing a few hours later. Y'all remember talking about this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we thought they might have got back together like a country song, but apparently not. Hannah refiled in a different county, closer to Nashville, so it seems like yesterday was just kind of a little bit of a technicality. Now, y'all know when you take a country song and you play it backwards, you get your wife back, you get your dog back.
Really?
How many times is this song going to change directions?
I'm thinking that he might need to turn it backwards so he can get his dignity back.
I think she probably filed in another town because you could get more child support, like Marla Lee did with Tristan. She left from Houston to go to California, so she probably want to get more child support.
That was like state to state. She stayed, I think this is still in Tennessee. So my thing is like, this has got to be like a dirt road issue. Like, she wants it to be closer to Nashville. She don't want to drive on these dirt roads.
Oh.
But they sing about these country songs.
I don't blame her. I'm not driving 45 minutes to break up with somebody. That's for sure.
Too much time to change your mind on the way there or think of other things.
So basically, she hit the back road to the small town to file for a divorce.
Yeah.
He about to be living on an old town road in a minute.
Yeah.
No town road.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.